are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Spy Family Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family Manga Podcast Family Non-Network, and I'm here with my man Stork. What up, Stork?
Ooh.
Yes, what up, there Jim? It is, Luke Hollywood. He's MIA, and this week, you know, St. Patrick's Day.
It's March.
Yeah, he ended up where he said, all right, we're going to do these before I get drunk. That didn't happen.
Too late.
I imagine as he was typing that, he was already half passed out.
It was February.
Anyway, yeah. He's like, all right, let's get this done. So I asked you to jump on here for Spy Family, something that you really enjoy. You and your wife both really enjoy.
Yeah.
And you've been watching the anime as well. So yeah, it's one of your favorites. I actually saw some people the other day bad-mouthing Spy Family, like saying, oh, it's so bad. I'm like,
well, they can go to HE double hockey sticks, Jim.
Yeah, they think that they're bad butts. They do. I just don't understand how you may, it might not be your thing or whatever. You think, oh, it's too cute, but to hate it is very odd. Very odd.
Yeah, it's fun. Maybe they hate fun, like Eric Shea.
They hate fun. There are people who hate fun, but this is mission number 61. And we do end up getting back to the kids, the school, all of that, to then have some troubles because at the beginning you got a bad boy. It is kind of a weird play. You don't expect to be there at the academy and see some bad boy like a bad butt smoking.
Yeah.
And in the shadows, you end up having somebody approaching. And then it's Madame Schlag who actually has, I mean, she has an attendant with her to have the Tinnitus bolts to just then attack. Like,
yes.
It's nobody's business. I mean, these things, when they hit you, they don't pretend that it's like, she's Thor, bringing down the lightning bolt. It's so crazy. I mean, this guy is having some problems. And at the end of it, I'm like, okay, which was worse? I know smoking is terrible, but getting hit like this, I think this kid might be brain dead then. But it's so funny you have that to then go to what would have been originally a crispy color page, as Luke says, where
so
you do have Anya dancing around with frogs. So you get like this really dark beginning, very Harry Potter-esque at the beginning in my mind. It's kind of cool.
I think she's very Umbridge-esque.
Yes, yes. So she's there ready to I thought it was neat. And then you have that cute little deal. And then we get to the main part. And you just have everything. You got Henderson. You got Becky with Anya. You end up getting Damien. You get the book. You get them all. And you even get another character coming up. But yeah, Elegance is upset because he's surrounded by Inelegance. And he starts thinking. But this actually is a pretty cool way to set it up. Because while he likes the elegance, we've seen over and over, he's a good guy. He actually likes the kids. Yeah, he has his position here. And even that, he kind of got in trouble and ended up because of, you know, that he is a bit nicer. And maybe nicer than he should be, according to some other people. But because he's this old guy with the monocle, and you think the kid's like, oh, man, he's the worst. Like, oh, he's... But then we get the worst, because we're going to get to that in a minute. But he does give you that recap of, okay, you know, you've all grown negligent and you better pull yourselves together because, you know, any minor infraction can lead to a Tinnitus bolt. And I will give them to, but he's nice about it. You know,
I think the younger kids have softened him up a bit. This is his first time teaching kids this young, I feel. So he's kind of becoming a little softer himself. So I do appreciate that.
I do like that. And also, I mean, even though he's in elegance and he's an older, he recognizes, I think, that they are still little kids. I mean, it's tough. You want to give them the warnings and you want to make sure that, like, for later that they listen. So you do have to give out some bolts, but he's not going to give it out because you didn't have a handkerchief.
Right.
When you don't even have to have a handkerchief.
That's ridiculous. Who would do that?
Who would do that in the idea that the reason that she's doing it is because somebody in the past didn't have one and it led to troubles later. Like, how do they know? So you have this there and they're talking about doing their homework and talking about being late and talking about things like that. And I do like that you get a little interaction. Becky's like, yeah, you know, I've been absorbed with all my strength training that I almost forgot to do homework. And she is big on the training. And then Anya says, Papa's so strict, there's no way I could ever forget. And she's being woken up violently. And then Yeah, Becky. Oh, he's so amazing.
He's so amazing.
So good the way it starts. So then you end up where bully boys, Emil and Ewan, show up with Damien. I didn't know that at first he was actually talking to them. He's so far off, but he just enters the room and just starts talking trash as he would. And Becky is ready to kick butt. She says, I might need to hit you with Master Yor's knockout punch for that. In the meantime, Anya was going to say the same thing, but flawed it, so didn't get to say it.
Yeah.
And says, that's my line. And she wanted to do it. So she's getting a little jealous of that, but that kind of gets pushed aside. Because then what happens is they're yelling about the Tenatris bolts, and the bully boys, they start, this is classic. This is like classic bully boy, the, you know, toady talk. You end up having Damien, who we know, if they weren't, that's the thing. I love Emil and Ewan.
Oh, they're great.
If they weren't there, this whole book changes, because Damien does kind of like, he would just be the guy, you know, reluctantly kind of pretending. But I think he'd be hanging out fully with Becky and Anya, at least by now. But he can't do it because the bully boys, it would look bad. And then they start yelling stuff that they shouldn't yell, like, oh, man, boss man's never going to get a lightning bolt. There's no way. And if he does, we'll walk down the hall in our underwear. And Damien's like, stop it, guys. Whoa. Like, no. And at first, he ended up like saying, like, that's a lot of pressure, guys. Come on. Then they just keep going and going and going. And when they end up saying, if Damien ever gets a Tenatris bolt, all three of us will run through the school in our
underpants.
They're
writing checks that their butts might not be able to cash.
And I love Damien's just like back and forth, like, what are you guys doing? And then to make it worse, then they say, and because Damien at this point might be able to get out of it if it happens. Listen, I didn't say this or whatever. But then they have to put, and Damien's a man of his word, right, boss man? Now, what is he going to do? Because again, that's the problem. And it's one of those things that's great with Damien, because we hear his thoughts a lot of times and know what's going on, is the idea that he's the big man on campus, but he really is. And he doesn't want to look bad to anybody, like look weaker at. So he ends up, these are the
he's
things
so
that he
pressure.
Gets involved with, right?
Yeah, like his father, his older brother. So it feels like he has all this pressure on him, and he doesn't necessarily want it, but he has to try to live up to it. And that's just how he feels. And it's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is sad. That's what happens. But then in the other side, the bully boys, Ewan and Emil, you can tell I finally decided to learn their names. I ended up where they, you don't mind them because, yeah, they're kind of jerks, but they're not really jerks. But also it's, you can see like they just want to
really
be
like
friends
their
with
friend.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to be friends with Damien. Mm-hmm. And we've already seen it. It's beyond. He thought at one point it might even be because everybody wanted to be friends with Damien because of, you know, how his family is and things like that. But they're a little more than that. I think that camping trip was one of the things when they actually were away from everybody and acting just like boys making fun of each other and stuff like that. I thought that's when you realize.
And we have to remember how young these kids are. It's the, you know, they're at the stage of like girls are gross and yeah. So
yeah, Damien can't pretend he likes Becky or Anya even at that level. And he's also, you know, that just as jokes, you'd have the bully boys like, oh, what do you love her? What are you going to kiss her? He doesn't need that because that's what would happen.
Cuties, boss man.
And I mean, this is at a point where everybody that age is, you know, real small and little, except for Bill. So Bill just comes randomly in at times, and it's crazy. Bill is 7 foot tall and just a big dude, and comes in, and he is out of it. He's crawling. Run away. Like, I love the idea of the thumping.
It's so over the
top. It's so good. He's like, they're like, what's happened? It's like, it's a disaster. Something horrible is happening out there. And they're all like laughing. And then you do see, again, this figure, Madame Schlag, that she's walking through, and you just have random kids. Those look like teddy boys right there.
Yeah, greasers.
Oh, these first years, did they ever stop shooting? Because everybody's screaming now. And he's like, hey. Maybe we ought to shut them up later. Now, these are bully boys. These are bad guys. And then you get Raiden. Yes, Madam Schlug. And I'm surprised you don't have like glowing, like almost like a Pulp Fiction suitcase type deal with this whole thing when she gets a bolt.
The way you just pronounced that, Raiden, I was in my head, I was Rodden. But I think it is like Raiden because it's like Mortal Kombat with the lightning because she is bringing down the thunder on everyone she comes across.
Yeah, so she's like, and then when you look, the best part of this is if you actually see inside there are a lot of bolts. Like, she, oh, and, yeah. and she seems to be the person who, like, at the end of the day, if these aren't empty, she's going to be upset. Because she then, but she smacks them both with them on the forehead again, Harry Potter-esque it looks, and then yells, Tinatra strike. I wish she said Tinatra, you know, she's California like, oh, slam. That's what I wanted. Detroit slam strike Tinatra. And she's doing a move. It's pretty good. And, yeah. and I love the idea that they don't end up making her look like anything but an old lady who's doing this. It's not anything like...
But she does have that lightning bolt in her in her hair, and her belt has like kind of a lightning bolt. So it's really cool.
And then for some reason, like maybe a leopard print little skirt there.
She's fashionable.
There she is. And she loves giving out the Tinatra bolts. And she has herself a toady and was writing. It's like, oh, man, you haven't lost your touch, man. And she's like, oh, I haven't. Well, let's go. This place is a disgrace. And so the way that this plays out, it's fun. But it also has that element because she then, Henderson comes out and she starts making fun of him. Like they have that history. Mm-hmm. I think they might like each other. But Ooh. You end up, but I think she might like Henderson. There's no way Henderson, she's not elegant. But you end up where it's like, oh, my God, it's you. Oh, that's why all these kids are doing this. I've come in. You're in charge of the first year.
Laying the floor passed out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. The guys are like,
it's so over the top. It's fun.
So, there's smoke coming out their foreheads. And so the idea of her having a personal bit of a grudge with Henderson there means that it's true because she will not. She doesn't care. Like she's now
he's
going
gotten
to
weak
the first
now that he's teaching all these young kids, which I think maybe he has lightened up a bit, like I said earlier. So that's kind of like the play. And I like that he has, and I like that he kind of stands up to her a little bit and doesn't. I think he would protect his students.
I think so, too.
If
but
he could.
The problem is, yeah, the problem is, too, it's like she's now going to take out revenge, it seems, on the first years. And that's where you go. Bill's like, he's quivering on the ground. He's, yes. I heard that she was in the hospital, but she's back. And then you just see the whole idea that she just rains the bolts down. She's on a pile of.
It looks like bodies.
Yeah, it's yes, just mad. I mean, it's like a Chainsaw Man type deal. Yeah. Points. It says she actually single handedly expelled over 100 students. And that wherever she steps, not so much as a single blade of grass will grow. But again, remember the kids and their ages. This is stuff that you kind of make up about mm-hmm. teachers and stuff like that. So it's really good. And then you get, they call her old lady Tinatris. And then they show her and like, oh, look at poor Bill. He's about to pass out. And they're all like, oh, my God. They're yelling about it. And he says, again, run away. She's already turned my classroom into a slaughterhouse. What happens to yours? And then the Bill, no. Like, oh, my God, Bill. They start running, but then she's there already. And it ends up, it's such a horror deal with the art that it's so funny.
Yeah,
the way
it's hilarious.
She says, yeah, it's great. And she introduces herself. She's from the disciplinary committee. And I love where they're just like, oh, my God. I thought that they were going to get, because they're, oh, my God, it's old lady. But you better watch it. And she says, prepare for bag inspection. And everybody's in horror. So you go down a couple things. This one guy, he's got some snacks, the happy non. And she's like, what is this? Oh, it's a snack. You're not allowed to have that. All right. Well, I guess Tinatra. Boom. He gets now. I love the next one is that she, and this is where you see she will give you it for anything because we still don't know if playing cards are allowed because she says, playing cards? What are these playing cards? I didn't know they were against the rules. She gets it because she didn't know the rules.
Yes.
Like, and that's like the craziest thing. And yeah, Anya has her face. She's a monster. And she's laughing at all these kids. Oh, it's bad. And then the bully boys are like, we are screwed. We're screwed. Yes. And Damien says, relax. We don't have anything bad. You know, I would think that, you know, there's a lot of food involved. With what's his name? And it is Emil. He likes to eat. So I would assume he has a lot of things. But
are you fat shaming Emil, Jim?
I might be. I love him. No, more I'm,
I'll hair shame him.
I'll shame that hair. Shaming his barber. But yeah, so the next one, it's like, do you have your handkerchief? It's like, you don't even need one. That's not part of the thing. But she goes back to have the tale, you know, the age-old tale of Mr. Peepats. Where this kid ended
Wasn't
up.
That your nickname?
Yeah, it was at one point. Damn it. You end up where you have the things going, and a good student. And he went and he didn't have his handkerchief. So went, I guess they don't have towels there at the thing. He washed his hands. He couldn't
blame
dry
the janitor.
Them. Yeah, really. So he wipes his hands on his pants. They all see him and yell, "Hey, look at you, Mr. P-Pants." And then he becomes like way off the, yeah, he becomes full out punk. He might have been, you know, in the Ramones or possibly more a British band. It looks like that he's going with Sex Pistols, maybe. So he's like, and she says his life took a dark turn. Soon he's expelled as a serial troublemaker. He couldn't get a job. And so, yeah, the secret police caught him in the end. They say all because he wiped his hands on his pants because he didn't have a handkerchief. So you need a handkerchief. Plus, at that point, she's crying at her story. Wiping off the tears with her handkerchief like she cares. I like the kids just there with that bolt there. So now they're like, oh, my God, we need handkerchiefs. Everybody's looking, oh, my God, where is it? Where is it? Oh, my God, thank God I have it. Damien doesn't have one. At one point, he was going to try to get one from the bully boys. Like, he was going to end up. And he didn't end up doing that, but he pictures himself in the underwear. And hilarious. I love where somebody's yelling pervert.
Ew.
As they're running around, somebody's, ooh, ha, ha. And they're just running around. Damien's in the front.
Then what if I ask Ewan for one, and Becky would say, "You scumbag," and on his saying, "Snot in his
like,
jerk."
All these
face.
Things end up being these things of what he's going to do.
Yeah,
while
that's great.
You know, Anya's listening to a slot. She can hear his thoughts.
She's
and
like, I'd
he's
never
upset.
Say that. I think she has before.
Yeah, it's crazy. I do like, yeah, you scumbag. How could you? Because you see the bolt there on Ewan's forehead. He's walking around. So, yeah, he was going to do it, but he stops. Then. Swear to God, I mean, any other thing, if this wasn't what it was, I think he would have peed his pants. Because when you end up
yeah,
seeing...
there's a weird shadow in that one.
What is going on? And there's a lot of quivering lines. And I'm like, is that what I... Oh, no, no. So he doesn't know what to do. And Anya's like, ooh, okay, this will be plan B. This is in effect. I can give him a handkerchief. And then thinks to herself, well, I have two. And I'm thinking to myself, why do you have two? Like, and she's like, yep, she's
that
there.
It does not
she's
seem like an Anya thing to do to be prepared.
No. So she ends up like and it has an A. You see everything. It's well done.
And she looks so cute. It's kind of odd. It's like a pencil sketch almost. It's not as inked in as the
it
rest of the book.
It ends up being like a romance manga when she's
it.
There.
Yeah.
You even see a little nut sparkles as much, but a little lens flare. It's all there. And it says here. And the thing is, the best part is that first off, Damien should be like, man, this girl's really attentive. Like, she knows what I need. Like, he's just desperately at this point going. And yeah, and I love to. I mean, if you want anything to melt your heart, not even that, but then she says, it's okay, I brought two handkerchiefs. And then Pat's her deal, like,
chiefs,
evil.
Yeah.
Then has the evil, because she's mimicking Papa. As, don't worry. Like, she's playing the I'm prepared for everything type deal. Damien, again, he says, are you sure? Like, he's not a bad.
He's a gem deep down inside.
That's
yeah.
what makes this book so great, because even the ones who are supposed to be bad, they're not. And he's like, are you sure? And she's like, take it. He says, thank you. Again, when he really is just himself, he likes Anya. He does.
Yeah.
And Becky, too. But he can't show that to everybody. So it's such a shame, because then he's even... She's now thinking of how, and she's done this so many times, of how many things that, oh my God, this is going to be great. And then it ends up ending the whole thing. Like, plan B of handkerchief ends with, thank you, Anya, thank you. And then Damien's dad saying, I think I'll stop this war because of what you did. I've now become a great guy. I saved my scion. She's so happy with herself.
Yeah.
Like, this is great.
The world
is love
saved.
Where Damien ends up where it's like, oh, well, why is there an A? Monogrammed on it. And he goes, well, there's an A in Damien. That's enough for her.
Two of them, actually. Yeah.
I thought he was going to say, well, that's my best ones, because I figured you might be here today. So I put the A in. But he just says it's in my name. And he's like, whew. And that next, and there's Anya, who at this point you would think she would have checked a little bit more.
No.
She is so happy with herself. Starts going through. She doesn't have a handkerchief. She did not, and then also
she has
dog
nothing
food.
In there except one piece of Bond's kibble.
And I love that she's freaking out. She's shaking her bag. You see the kibble kind of fall out and ding, ding, ding. And then you look at her and that meme face of like,
yes,
as she looks up,
like I'm screwed.
Like, really? Do you see that? You know, let's pretend this. And she yells, Tinnitus. And then you get boom. And again, it's like the craziest faces in this. Then she's on the ground. you know, totally like, oh my God, I didn't have a second one. I'm not like Papa. Again, the thing about these tinnitus bolts, it is the bad thing, but Anya doesn't really ever get that upset with things like other people do. She's more upset now that it seems like the plan's done and she's worried
about being, you know, left behind if she gets many of these. But in the moment, she's happy with what she did because she was sticking to plan B and trying to fulfill it. But then she realizes, oh, I just messed up. I'm not Papa. Yeah,
and she's and so that's crazy. What makes that's her the so thing, sad. Too. She's so sad because she's not like Papa. Mm-hmm. And then says to herself, I just imagined I had to. Because I think the idea, she got so excited to help Damien that she really did think. And again, this is the idea, too, where Damien looking at it, like he said, she yells up, I messed up. Like if she would have kept it, maybe she could have played it off as, oh, I just wanted you to not get in trouble. I lied about it. But now he's like, is she really that stupid? But then he doesn't understand. And then this is where, like, everything up to this is fine. This is where you get the gem. Because first off, Damien sees how upset Anya is and says, there's been a mistake. And wants to say, I grabbed Anya's. Maybe he'd say that I grabbed Anya's out of her bag when she didn't realize. That's why you had the A. Whatever he would do. But you end up where, you know, she's going to now give multiple things if they tried to play one over. And anything Damien says, you know, Lady Tinnitus is going to give tons, even if it's nice. You could have maybe went with the, oh, my God, such honor. The only thing that I would have thought that would have been cool, if Damien would have said, no, it was not my handkerchief, Anya this. And then Anya says, no, I gave it to him. And they get bolts. But in the meantime, Henderson's watching and he would think that that's elegant. Like elegant. He would really have, like that might have made it good to me. But you could give her
a Stella Star for
like, actually, that could have been a play. Hey, by the way, you have like an assembly afterwards. So they're in the classroom. He says, listen, honor and sticking up for each other.
Did. You helped out a classmate.
Would have been pretty good. Because then you could have Anya at the end, like, I got a star. Oh, that's good. I also got three bolts. That could be bad. But yeah, so you end up where Anya's like, no, don't do it.
And so cinematic. Damien's ready to go up to her and she grabs him by the shirt and just shakes her head. Don't do
Damien,
it.
Damien's a complicated fella. Like, he's like in this a manga with just these kids in class, there's so many, they're multiple dimensional. Like they're five dimensional at points because then Damien.
But you think it back and it's like, I could actually see kids kind of being like this, especially their backgrounds and things like that. So it's so well done. It's a great book.
Damien's reaction isn't just because of the bully boys either. Now he's mad, almost like a Bakugo. He's mad because Anya saved him, and he thinks that he should not be saved by her.
I don't like owing someone.
Look at this dumb little girl who saved, like, you know, the whole thing, because he is angry. And the bully boys don't even, seems like they say, they don't even know what happened. So his anger is just, how dare you make me, you know, have to pay you back. And just the craziest, I know what I'll do. I'll give you cake. That's the thing. They're perfect together. Because that's all Anya cares about now. She's like, oh my God, he's going to give me cake.
She's done. She's done crying.
She's like, you're going to pay me back with cake? Like, she's so. Becky's in the background, like, whew. Like,
what is going on? Yeah, she doesn't know either. She's like the bully boys.
She's confused. Yeah. And I think that she's like, also, I would love if she's like, thank God I don't have to use my killer moves because I might have killed somebody. But yeah, and he's mad because then she's happy about that. And then he gets mad that she's happy. And then he's. Am I getting cake? She's like, what's going on? And then she's like, I'm not sure, but I think that was step one of plan B. And it kind of might have been. Becky's so confused. She's like, I don't know what happened here. Again, this is why I think Becky ends up continuously being the best friend and the gem for Anya. She loves the drama. She loves, you know, this like is Berlin love but in the class.
Just right out in the front. Yeah, for reals.
It's crazy. And then, again, it kind of mimics that as well anyway. So. Yeah, and it's like, I love that you really do get like the very, you know, the very big, like it's a big girl thought of, I may have lost the battle today, but I know I'll win the war. You're like, that's cool. Like the whole thing. And then Papa Scion Boy says he's going to give me cake one day. Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah. What's that? Because They do have to wear them, but she seems to be wearing that proudly because that's what got her that next move. So she's, mm-hmm. I mean, she's even like making sure the angle goes so you can
see
this.
She's thinking ahead, though. Like, hey, I did get this, but I think that got me closer to Damien. So isn't that what's really important? But Lloyd just, he passes out. It's hilarious.
What is that? Oh, this tennis just ball. What? And he falls over. And I'm like, the best of this is there's always something because Yor is so happy. Oh, this mm-hmm. is so wonderful. Doesn't really know everything.
Oh, she's so
that's
oblivious.
She just likes the idea that she's so nice. Making a friend, getting cake. Bond is the one who's just like, this family's crazy. Like, he's over there like, what the heck? And then, Papa! And he just touched down. He does just fall down. And then it says, Stella Stars to Imperial Scholar 7. Nitrous bolts to version 6. Plan B progress marginal. So it is, but it's good.
I love that they give that little recap there because I think that they should every time one of those things happens. And it just kind of like, yeah, I think it, if it's planned out well, which it has been so far, it's going to come right down to it.
You would think that it's going to. And I'm telling you, I would not be surprised at one point if, like, Anya gets that last bolt, but then something changes it in a way.
Anderson steps in and says, oh, here's also a star.
I wouldn't even, bat an eye because, again, Damien kind of points out where if he even gets a bolt, he won't be able to talk to his dad.
It's not an expulsion.
It's that. So I think that this will come to play out where Damien actually steps up for Anya to receive one. Because he's kind of progressed and realizes, my dad, if he doesn't like me for what I hope that happens.
Yeah.
He's got to get to that point now. Again, he's such a little kid, but he's got to get to the point where he's like, I just got to do what I'm going to do. And if he doesn't accept it, he doesn't accept it. But he is desperate for his dad's attention.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do anything. So at this point, it's a disaster. If he got it. That's really why Anya stepped in. It wasn't just like, the idea of the plan was, but it was
right.
when
She's
Damien started thinking
just
about her
being nice, but it plays out that way anyways.
Yeah, it does. And you get the thing too, where there's Damien. If he gets a bolt, his dad will never talk to him again. He thinks Anya does it because Lloyd, while not really her real father, even though, that she knows that he'll be upset, but won't. Mm-hmm. Not talk to her ever again. And it's part of the plan. So she's doing it for him as well.
Yeah, they're kind of, it's a good play. Yep.
Yeah, so I really like, and poor Bill. Poor Bill came in. I got to go back to Bill because one thing I didn't look at either time. Yeah, Bill does not have a bolt. I was worried then because I'm like, poor Bill. Like
he escaped.
Yeah, barely. He did. He crawled out.
Well, he's huge. I mean, he could probably run away faster.
He's humongous. He is so big. And he's crawling in. It's so great. I like that they, like, he's just Bill. Like, nobody sits there and, like, why is this guy 7'3"? Like, why is this adult
here? We got over that in that one chapter, and now it's just Bill. Everybody likes Bill. Yeah.
I like Bill. I like, and whether or not, like, Luke, he doesn't like Frankie or whatnot, I like, too, that you have these side characters that they end up showing up at like right times. Bill could be overdone. You could just have Bill at everything. Like, oh my god, he just hit his head on the door, or he can't fit in this place.
Yeah,
like,
nice
his
to,
chair,
like Frankenstein kid. Just have him show up once in a while. I can't remember his name.
I love that kid. He just he shows up always at the right time of people being mean or ostracizing, and he's always there to be like, it's a living.
That's exactly. It's so good.
I like it. So what would you give this?
I mean, can I give it an 11, Jim?
I think I'm giving it a 10.
Yeah, it's a 10 for me. Just perfect chapter with over-the-top fun. Great Anya and Damien moments throughout. It's just, this is what we want from this. The school stuff, that's the best. That's when it's at its best. And there's some serious stuff. I've read ahead. There's some serious stuff coming up that I think is really well done also. But this is the core of what Spy Family is, and it just nails it in this chapter.
Yeah, and I like it because we're coming off the boat.
Yeah.
We're getting back to school.
Which was
and
awesome.
This this chapter actually is like a lot of recap as well, but you don't even know it because it's such a cool thing. You're getting back to reminding people about the bolts and the mission because we were away from that for a bit. So we get back, we have Henderson with his elegance, we end up getting, but it never feels like what we usually get in a lot of comics, even of recap, because we get
fun. It's just a fun chapter,
you know. And again, it starts off with Henderson saying, "You guys are slacking off. You better watch out. You're going to get bolts." To then lead to a disaster where the class, you know, has this whole thing, and any sort of thing like this bonds them together a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So it ends up working out, and Damian does owe Anya, and maybe you're not getting cake. And she's all excited. Becky, we get, you know, all the reminders of her crazy, that everybody's crazy.
Yeah, it's nice little callbacks to Yor and Lloyd and things like that, without them being major roles in it, which they don't have to be in every chapter.
Well, and, you know, for the last deal, because we're gushing.
The idea of
character work that they do in manga shows you that Yor is in one panel. And mm-hmm. you get character work, you're like, oh, she's such a gem, because she is. She's so naive. You get her whole character in the art and just one line. And it's she's so happy.
And dialogue from Becky.
Yeah. And then Lloyd passing out. Boom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, OK. And even the idea of Anya, again, just to point out the other thing with that. Again, Damian doesn't want to get the boat. Anya thinks she's saving the day by being like Papa, and she's very proud that she's mm-hmm. actually, and then she realizes, I'm not like Papa, and that's what upsets her. So it's all there. 11. It could be an 11. It's so good, but that'll be the end of that, and we'll see how we go forward. But with that, thank you for joining me, and thanks everybody for listening. I'm hoping that they do read this while we're going, because it's so good, and the meme faces are the best. They're so good, and there's tons in this. So, again, mm-hmm. thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
See you.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.